So welcome to the Modern Creative Podcast, where I normally chat about creative entrepreneurship and how to grow your calligraphy business, especially if you are a side hustler. But this episode is a little bit different. I am going to be sharing some big news, and I'm going to be sharing what has been going on the business front, the business side of things, as well as the personal side of things. I'm also going to be sharing what's changing in how I help other calligraphy business owners grow their businesses. And I'm also going to share what is staying the same. So I don't have like this super scripted or anything, and I'm probably going to mark this episode explicit for probably a little cursing. That's just kind of how I naturally speak. So you have been warned, but definitely not on the level of Crooked Calligraphy Sheena cursing. And there's my Sheena shout out of this episode if you've been a long time listener. But just in case, I might mark this as explicit. So big news, I am pregnant. I am a little over 5 months pregnant at the time of this recording. I posted on Instagram this morning. I think it will go out this morning that my husband and I are expecting our first child. And obviously that means that there are business changes among other huge life changes that are going on. Like if you are watching me on video right now, wherever I post this video, like I'm so tired. I can't even like do my hair. So sorry you're having to see my hair like this. And then I freak out like my hairstylist is watching. But anyway. So that's my big news, and I'm a little nervous, obviously, if you can't tell with my rambling, but the background story to that, I think I'm going to share a little bit the background as well as like what is next and how that impacts business and this podcast and everything. So it has been hard. So I actually kind of stepped back in my business a few months ago, and it kind of wasn't on purpose. So last fall, I suffered from what is called a missed miscarriage. I posted a little bit about that over on Instagram, but I had a missed miscarriage. Essentially, it's where you think things are going right. So there's no signs that anything is wrong, but the baby has stopped like growing and progressing and whatnot. And so it was during the launch of one of my calligraphy business bundles. So if you haven't, you know, heard me talk about that, I've had like summits, calligraphy business summits and calligraphy business bundles in 2021. And the bundle was just like a bunch of digital tools and goods from many different creative and calligraphy business owners in like one bundle. So I had that launch last fall. And I mentioned this as well, I forget on Instagram or maybe on the podcast, but every launch that I had in 2021, I ended up in the hospital. I had to have my appendix removed right before I launched something. I fainted and like rode on an ambulance after my husband called 911 for me being unresponsive. And that was near launch as well. And then I had my loss right as I was wrapping up that bundle and even participating in another summit. So I had to even pull out of that summit. It was a little bit wild. But if anything, I am glad that my Virgo brain planned everything beforehand, because obviously this was something that was totally unexpected and unwanted. It wasn't a very unwanted thing to go through because we had been trying for a while. And luckily, I guess, air quotes, I didn't have to worry about the business side of things because everything was already like done and automated. So after that, business just wasn't a priority for me anymore. You know, it was a fall leading into the holidays. And so at least for those months, I was doing the bare minimum. I had calls with my calligraphy business school students that were already scheduled. And basically that was it for a few months. So just like those coaching calls. And honestly, I like my day job. So I was able to keep busy there, starting a new creative role at my day job. And then I was able to kind of like zone out or whatever after work. And that's all I had the capacity for, my day job and my coaching calls with my calligraphy business school students. So like I said in my Instagram post, I learned things that I didn't want to learn going through this experience. And anyone who has gone through this experience will probably say the same thing. Like, I didn't know that 1 in 4 pregnancies end in a loss. And It doesn't matter if you've had a child before, and it doesn't matter if it was your very first pregnancy like mine was. I just didn't know there were all these different kinds of miscarriages. And it's just honestly, like, it's fucked up and not a lot of people talk about it. So actually, tangent there, if this is something that you have experienced or something that you were going through, like, I'm no expert, but if you want to chat with someone or vent or whatever, you can always message me. And I really mean that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But in the beginning then of this year of 2022, we found out that we're expecting again, and I still didn't dive back into my business, really, if I'm honest. I remember writing a newsletter to my list maybe in March about my health and how, like, that is kind of what I was focusing on and not really business. I mentioned my business taking a back seat, but I was kind of vague and said it was only health. And it was actually this. It was my loss in the fall. It was, you know, grieving. It was getting pregnant again and the massive anxiety that comes from that, because there's no way in hell that I could not be anxious this time around after going through that. I feel like there's, and I don't know, because this is not my experience. I haven't had like a normal, like, uncomplicated journey yet, but I feel like there is so much anxiety going through any pregnancy, even like a normal one, like I said, without complications or anything or any past losses. But if you add those things into the mix, like, my anxiety, especially at the beginning of this year, was just through the roof. And there was no way I could really mentally be present for anything else business-wise. I tried, you know, with another bundle, and it just, to be honest, I don't think I gave 110% like I could have. So, pregnant again, still doing the bare minimum, just showing up for my calligraphy business school students and their coaching calls again. I was still in that cycle of, like, bare minimum, day job, TV, and that's it. And so while I wasn't doing much, like, active stuff and active selling in my business, I will say the beginning of this year until now, it has been a period of me thinking about what's next, obviously, in my business. So there has been a lot of thinking going on, a lot of prioritizing, a lot of thinking about what I really want in the last few months. Like, I've been thinking about that in the last few months of what is going to happen in the future. Like, what do I really want in the future? So even if I disappeared off this podcast and YouTube and Instagram, kind of those behind the scenes things were happening. So I've been thinking about things like, what do I even want to do? Am I being impactful? What does it matter to anyone anymore? Like, what I do? Did my business ever have an impact? So kind of those kind of thoughts, but also, okay, what could I do next to be impactful? Who do I want to help, and how do I need to stop all of this business? Do I need to pivot and offer something else? Do I continue in this direction or just go in a whole different direction? So all of these things business-wise have been in my head. And on the mom side of things, or mom-to-be side of things, it's been about, well, how much do I want to share and where do I share it? Because my platform is business-related, right? This podcast and Instagram, it's been business-related since I pivoted from, you know, teaching workshops and whatnot a few years ago. So where do I share this personal stuff? Because I don't think my Instagram is going to be a place where I share much about the baby or any other pregnancy things besides this announcement and this podcast, because it is tied to business, obviously. That's just what feels good to me now. And also because my husband doesn't have social media, so it would feel weird to kind of share these things without him, but that might change later. Maybe as, you know, the baby is here and that changes things even further in my business and in my day job. So trying to figure all of that out. I also don't want to lose this community on Instagram. So I started my Instagram as Write Pretty Things back in 2015, and I love the people that I have met through Instagram. So, like, how can I keep connecting with that community and those relationships that I've built while knowing that I'm probably going to be posting even less than I have this year? So just all of these things of, like, basically, what do I want to do has been what I've been thinking about in the last few months when it comes to all life things. So I'm still going to be asking myself some of those questions because I don't have the answers to everything, but I do know that for the immediate future, I've kind of figured out what I want to do. So what is next for JoyceChristine.co and the podcast and everything. So at least for the remainder of 2022, I have kind of figured it out. I still want to work with calligraphy business owners and provide them with tools and resources to help them start and grow their businesses. Like, that is my jam. It has been my jam since I started business coaching. I don't know what year, 2017, 2018, maybe it was 2018. What is time? But I also wanted to remind you that kind of as I've reflected on, you know, what I want to do and the different stages that I've had in my business and going from like customer and client base to teaching workshops to being a side hustler to full-time self-employed for 3 years to going back to work and balancing it all, I feel like I've seen all the different ways you could run a calligraphy business. And I wanted to remind you that, you know, you don't have to quit and go full-time if you don't want to, even though, like I said, I did that for 3 years before going back to work in 2020. And you can totally have the goal to quit and be a full-time calligrapher if you want to. So just remember that you get a say. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. You're not a failure because you don't desire a full-time calligraphy business. And you're not failing if your business is full-time already and things feel hard and sometimes you consider going back to work. My whole point there, my whole tangent there, is that you get to decide what your business looks like. And that's also a reminder that I have to give myself as I'm trying to figure this out. So now, as I think about, again, how I still want to work with calligraphers and their business strategy and growth, I am shifting towards digital goods. So calligraphybusinessshop.com is going to be there. I will eventually add more, but there's things like sales guides and pricing calculators and whatnot there. So I am shifting more into digital goods. And I am also changing the structure of Calligraphy Business School a little bit to be more self-study. So as of today, Calligraphy Business School is now going into self-study mode. And so that means that students of Calligraphy Business School still get lifetime access to all the course materials and all the video lessons that really help you start and grow your business. But there isn't going to be a coaching call element like there was in the past for like past enrollments, and there's not going to be a Facebook group. But that also means that the investment is going to be a little bit less. So the current investment is $797, but now it's going to be $497. I'm actually also going to do something special for those who join from today until May 15th. I'm going to offer an in-depth business audit and strategy for you for all things business. So from your sales plans, your goals, to the action plans and the action steps that you need to reach those goals, to looking at your website and your stores and just doing audits there. So that's something that I'm going to offer like as a special bonus for those that join from now until May 15th. But in general, that course, Calligraphy Business School, will now be open for the rest of the year for enrollment, but that special audit and that business strategy and advice is only for those that joined before May 15th. So more details can be found at calligraphybusinessschool.com, or you can look at the link in the show notes. But that's what's changing with Calligraphy Business School, because besides previously the higher price point, I only used to open enrollment maybe like twice a year. And so now it's always going to be open so that whenever you're ready for that business help, it's there. So that's the big change. But remember, that bonus is only available until May 15th, or those who join by May 15th. So actually, one of the reasons I went back to work in 2020, and you can check episode 105 about my story of going back to work and actually how I was kind of freaked out and a little scared to tell the podcast and calligraphy community about that. You can check that out. But I wanted to go back to work because I knew that we did want to start a family soon, and I didn't want to have like unpaid leave. Honestly, I just didn't want to think about leave as a 100% self-employed person as I was in 2017 to 2020. And like, I know I say that with privilege, especially in the US, because paid maternity leave is not standard. But I knew from being in the tech and advertising space previously that the companies in this space typically have a really generous paid leave, and like the amount of time is generous, you know, way more generous than what is standard in the US. And so I definitely wanted that. I am taking leave this summer from my day job and my business, and I will not be back until 2023. for business and day job things. But like I said, like the calligraphy business shop is always open. Those are like instant downloads and resources for a lower investment. And then calligraphy business school self-study is going to be open for the rest of the year with a lower initial investment than it was previously, so that you can join when the time is right for you. Those are the big business changes, those two things. So we, and I mean Diana and I, we had an episode number 120 that was called Bye 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 after NSYNC, because Diana is a good friend and she was cool with me naming the episode after NSYNC. Obviously, NSYNC and JC Chazé forever. But I thought that was the last one. I thought that was the last Modern Creative Podcast episode. And then I came back for season 3 solo. And while season 3 wasn't as long as I had planned for, I wanted to do episodes weekly the whole year, but that didn't happen. I do hope that the more recent episodes that were calligraphy business focused and all 100 plus episodes of the Modern Creative Podcast have helped you in your calligraphy and other creative business in some way. Like, fingers crossed, I hope that happened. That was the whole goal of this podcast. And now my lesson learned from that fake last episode, Bye 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 with Diana, is that you actually never really know what's next. So this is the last episode for now. I don't have immediate plans, you know, for new things for the podcast or the YouTube channel at the time of this recording, but you never know what may change months or a year from now. And the last thing I wanted to say is thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Going into this unknown is a little bit scary for me, obviously because new things, but also because if you didn't know, I think you know if you're a listener by now, like I love to plan things out. And this is something that just really cannot be planned. I have no idea what my life is going to look like 6 months from now. And that's kind of cool, but also freaks me out a little bit. So I don't even know where I was going with that. Pregnancy brain is real. But my whole point is, I just wanted to say again, thank you so much for listening to this episode, to any of the episodes that have been released since 2018. That is insane to say that we started this in 2018, because I feel like the podcast space and the creative podcast space especially has changed so much since then. You know, I'm having a lot of Diana shout outs here. I think I'm going through a I miss Diana phase, but we, again, Diana and I, we had one live event in LA pre-pandemic in 2019. And I know Diana and I wish that we had more, because speaking for both of us, we love this community of like-minded creatives brought together by this podcast. This community of modern creatives who say what their business looks like and don't apologize for it, who take chances, who make sure that their businesses fit around their lives and not the other way around. So that's the whole reason why we named this podcast the Modern Creative Podcast. Like, that's what it means to us to be a modern creative, and you're out here doing it. So if we don't chat for a little bit, remember that you are a modern creative. This whole podcast was for you. And remember that you can craft your business and your life to look like however you want. So you know where to find me, joycechristine.co over on Instagram. And thanks for listening.